Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's Texans Training Camp. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Big, big weekend here in Houston. The Texans are preparing to face the Minnesota Vikings tomorrow in their first preseason game. And now that things have tightened up in the AL West, the Astros have a big series in New York against arguably their biggest rival. I don't even want to get that conversation started, so I'll just say arguably their biggest rival.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
Those guys, Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, going the next 2 days. And when I say getting tight, the Mariners won in extras against Chicago, and now they are a game and a half back. They host the Tampa Bay Rays coming up this weekend, while the Astros are in New York playing the Yankees. So a lot going on around here and a lot to talk about here in Houston, which we love it here. We love it and are having a good time with it. Coming up later on in the hour, Tyler will give us his acceptance speech for the Marconi. And we are pushing, this is his interview, we're pushing that he be the one to accept it. Probably a long shot, but we are pushing.
What are your thoughts right now, Kyle? What is your structure? How have you set this thing up? I mean, because you got to have a plan. You can't just.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Clint just clearly accepted one, so he had a plan.
Another one in September.
All right, this guy right here.
I mean, it's gonna be.
I mean, it's big here.
Sorry, I'm just trying to catch up on your hardware, Clint.
I'm telling you, man.
Well, I mean, good luck with
private
that.
Private jet, too.
This is one for all of us, so I wouldn't even catch up.
A good chunk of the year already gone. It's gonna be hard to catch up, but you know.
No, I got some ideas. I got some plans. I mean, obviously, I'm gonna start out by thanking some folks, mainly everybody up here at this wonderful radio station, including you two dingoes.
Because it's
a team award.
Is this coming from Tyler or is this coming from the station?
It's a station award. So.
Okay, got you.
I mean, I'm the face of it clearly, but it's a station award.
It was, folks. Yeah. So.
Yes. I like it. Okay, so you're on. I mean, this is a good start.
It's a good start.
So you're going to start by thanking, and then where are we going?
You'll have to see.
Oh, okay. I thought
don't give it all away.
Or I'm not sure yet.
Don't give it all away.
Done some of my best work. It's just winging it, man. You got it, bub.
All about that impromptu.
Let's do it, man. This will be a big one here. But again, a great honor just to be nominated as one of the five finalists, Sports Station of the Year. We've had a hell of a year as well. All right, Clint. I was in the car and riding home and listening to Texans All Access.
Okay.
Like I think many of you should be doing after we get done every single day. John Harris, Mark Vandermeer as well as they host that sucker every single night. They have interviews with coaches, players. I'm telling you, man, interviews I wish I could get. They have good interviews every single night. So I would say you should really take a listen to that, especially right up until 7 o'clock and then move on to Area 45. It's really big, though. It's a 7-hour. Big for you to take a listen to. But John Harris had something really interesting to say. And Clint, you know he is as locked in with the Texans as anybody, and he is as locked in understanding players as anybody. We know he's watched a lot of these guys since college. And when I say a lot of these guys, I'm talking the 6th, 7th rounders since college, and he watches the Texans and understands what they want to do. So when he says things in regards to the Texans, I think it is something that you honestly should always stop and listen to. But he started talking about the protection yesterday. Since Cam Robinson went out, we know they switched some things around where they kicked Titus back out to right tackle, and they've been going with Ed or Juice Scruggs at right tackle while Ursary has moved over to left tackle. He had something really interesting to say, as yesterday was the first full day practice they had really since they did it. They did it the second half of the practice when Cam went out, but yesterday was the first full day practice. But this is what he had to say about what it looked like now with Titus moving out.
Don't get comfortable with what you think the offensive line is going to be.
Yeah, and D'Amico said that after practice too.
Yep, and not only are there different people, there are people in different spots. Like, we've been talking about Titus Howard as a guard, and then all of a sudden he's over at right tackle. And the interesting part, in a sense, is, and I don't know the right way of saying it, but you know, Will and Daniil have done a tremendous job this camp. They're so difficult to block. But I think what it probably did was it showed the staff, like, hey, we need to do something before it's too late. And one of the somethings to do was to move Titus out to right tackle, at least for today.
All right, that's him talking about that. He also went on to say that Will and Daniil didn't just wreck shop in practice yesterday the way they did. And he said the pass protection improved. The pass protection was better. And that was a big story coming out of yesterday, that the pass protection was better with Titus Howard at right tackle. And I think, and he said this too, and I think everybody thought, like, hey, it's going to be a good move with Titus Howard moving to guard, at least a good move for the offense. But now seeing him at right tackle, because they were forced to do that, it's in a way has changed the pass protection and improved it, which has been a number one issue throughout camp. And I think it easily pushes you to a point, Clint, of like, ooh, is that something you really look at? Titus Howard, now that he's been able to play right tackle and the protection seemed to improve, and Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter aren't just running and wrecking the practice like we've been seeing. Is that something that you entertain, Clint?
Well, I think it's a shame that they've got to entertain it.
Yeah.
Right? I think this is a peek behind the curtain. We can talk about it like just it's no big deal and it's just you got to do something. And like John said, is it too late and all that kind of deal? But the reality of it is, it's scrambling, right? The reality of it is you took who is the best tackle on this football team, and in order to fix your interior issues, you moved him to guard. And he was a guard through and through for all the offseason up until the Cam Robinson little injury that moved Ursary over there. And your tackle positions were a mess, if we're being completely honest. I've said it from jump. I wasn't as concerned with all the pressure problems that they've had, the offense has had in training camp, because it's the tackles that are struggling, and Nick Cayley should be able to dedicate some chippers, if you will, to help those guys. And now you're in a position where you're taking that tackle that you dedicated to and he committed to playing guard, and you're moving him back out, and all of a sudden the protection from the outside in got better, right?
Yeah.
And so he's your best tackle, and he's your best guard, and now it's blatantly obvious you got a problem at guard and you got a problem at tackle, and you don't have but one Titus Howard.
And he can't play both.
And he can't play both at the same time. So that's that's the real issue here is not where should Titus play or what are they going to do in a pinch if somebody gets hurt. The real issue here is, to me, is that it's blatantly obvious that the Houston Texans still have no clue in how they're going to fix their offensive line problems from a player perspective. As I've said before, I'm not majorly concerned about this because I just think there's a million different ways that anybody that's competent on the offensive side of the football from a play scheming and a play calling perspective will give you a puncher's chance.
Will improve, yeah.
Your quarterback playing a different brand and being completely aware that they've got O-line problems, which, boy, if you're not completely aware in this training camp going against this defense, then I don't know what you're watching. Your quarterback can help it significantly. So I don't think it's a problem that can't be overcame, but it is, if you look at the O-line, it is a telltale sign of, like, these cats are scrambling.
So do you agree with this, that they're in a situation where it feels like Titus Howard is clearly their best guard and clearly their best tackle right
yes,
now? Is that-
yes, yes, yep. I do believe that.
Because that's what it sounds like. John Harris saying, hey, and you've said it. Well, I'll tell you, and you just said it. Like, where we're seeing the pressure come from is from the edge.
Yeah.
And do you just chalk that up and say Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson is just going to do that to everybody?
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, but I mean, again, there are some really good outside linebackers, right? Or there's some really good defensive edge rushers, right? Yeah. Hell, they were 8-9 on the list that they made the top 10. So there are others that you have to run into.
Yeah.
But if that is the case, Clint, if he's your best guard and tackle, and now we have to get to that point. I hear you, right? If we look in the rear view, boy, you should have done something to where he only had to be the best of one of them.
Right.
You didn't.
Yeah.
And you had it got to a position where you had two really good ones, and he wasn't the best of both. But
well, he's
you,
literally the best offensive lineman you got that's not a center.
Yes.
Because, I personally think that he could move over and play left tackle at equal to or above Cam Robinson.
Absolutely, I do too. But if that is the case, Clint, if he's your best guard and your best tackle, and you've watched this O-line, where do you put him? Because John Harris watches the team, watches him every day. That outside pass rush stuff from the right side was cut off.
Yeah.
And then we also saw, as you said, one coming from the interior while he was in there. All right, what is best? Because, right, it's either Ariante Ursary and Cam Robinson's are the tackles and he's inside, or he's a tackle and Juice or Ed are inside. Well, what's best?
It's putting him inside, because I've said it a million times. There's nothing more detrimental to your quarterback. There's nothing more difficult for your quarterback to handle than interior A-gap pressures constantly. You can't have that. You got to have guards that can pass protect. And in today's game, you definitely have to have guards that can pass protect, because you got they're paying these cats in the middle of the defensive line that are absolute monsters. So I would play him inside, and as I said before, I would have an extensive package of chipping and help for my tackles on both sides. I think they're going to be best served doing it. I would put him inside. I'd play Ariante Ursary, the rookie, and live with those growing pains. You're not going to face Will and Daniil off both sides every game. I think Cam would be fine, but you're gonna have to rely on scheme to help your tackles. You can't. There's no scheme that's going to help your guards when they get matched up against somebody that they can't handle. And Juice Scruggs has shown us time and time again that he gets matched up with guys that he can't handle. Right. I don't know about Lakin Tomlinson. If you look at the advanced stats, he's very similar to Juice Scruggs. I think when you push Titus down there inside in a pass protecting situation, you can slide or you can help away from Titus, not slide, but help away from. You can put Titus on the defensive tackle that's on him. The center can help your left guard, and interior wise, for the most part, you should be able to hold up. And then you got to be aware of your edges. To me, that gives CJ Stroud the best chance to play at a high level. Yeah. If this pocket is constantly collapsing from the inside and CJ Stroud is doing that escape back and dragging to the sideline, we've seen him, everybody gets infatuated with making plays that way. You don't want that. The more CJ's flushing and floating to the sideline, the less likely the Texans offense is to move the football. And so I would play him inside and then just understand I've got to help a rookie a lot.
Yeah, a couple of comments here from the text line. Titus Howard being paid tackle money but being put at guard was stupid in the beginning. It reads stupid in the middle and it's still stupid. Kick rocks. Coming in, wouldn't that be the case on a lot of teams? You have one guy that could be the best at either position, doesn't mean everyone else is ass. Yeah, I'm not saying everyone else is ass, but clearly we're seeing like they were giving up a lot of pressures and struggling with pass protection when he was inside, especially off the edges. And then when he went to the outside, according to John Harris in West Virginia, who's down there, it improved in a major way.
I would say, to answer the text directly, I would say that it's extremely rare.
Yeah.
To have one guy on your offensive line on an NFL roster in August, hey, this guy's my best tackle, and that guy's my best. This guy's my best guard. I would say that's rare. Do you have a guard that's an all pro that, hey, in a pinch can bounce outside like Joe Tooney did?
Kick Rocks just brought that up. It wasn't he's not a good tackle though.
Well, he played good. He's good enough to do it.
He got
but
by.
But going into the season, he was not their best tackle on their roster. Now, they found out that he could do it at a pretty high level, and they found out that he, you know, statistically put up some pretty good numbers. By the way, the quarterback playing behind him has the best feel maybe the game's ever seen.
He helped a lot.
But by the way, we're talking about Joe Tooney. We're talking about not arguably, but one of the best offensive linemen in the game right now. I would say it's rare.
But even with that, their run game took a major hit because they had to jump him outside and they had to put somebody lesser than inside. And we saw, like, at some point when Will Anderson or Hunter or anybody for the Eagles wanted to overpower him and him out of position as a guard, they did. And in the Super Bowl, they did it repeatedly.
Well, you come into this offseason with the Texans with the issues that they acknowledged. You know, and you would think that the attempt to fix it would at least produce a guard that's as good or better than your right tackle. Yeah, and it doesn't appear that they've done that. They're in some trouble here. Now again, C.J. Stroud and Nick Cayley, I think, are the biggest factors in fixing this.
So where it doesn't look like it was last year,
where it may not even be an issue. It may be a non-factor, but. If you're talking personnel and their attempt from a personnel standpoint to fix this O-line issue, it's becoming more and more apparent that there's some problems.
Yeah. They need another Titus Howard.
That'd be nice.
They need another Titus Howard. All right, coming up, let's talk about the big story of tonight in the NFL. We got to take a look at this. That's coming up next.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I see on YouTube and Twitch, Cornbread, who is an avid listener and responds a lot on YouTube and Twitch. We appreciate you every day. Had this to say, and listen, that is a route to go. Hell, if I can find it, that everybody wants this to be a quick fix and not look at patience to figure things out with the Texans' offensive line. He says, I think the offense will be fine. I think we will grow to be a top 15 offense by the end of the year. Oh, I hope so.
Hooray, mediocrity.
I mean, if their offense, I don't know about the offense, but if their offensive line is a 15, they should be in good shape right there.
The reality of it is we're not living in a patience world. I mean, it is as result driven a world, immediate result driven a world that there is on this planet is the NFL. Bobby Slowick went out there and lit it up. Rookie of the year, head coach, should have got coach of the year. Within 17 ball games the next year, his ass is up out of here. Bobby Slowick's quarterback led the league in passing yards and fewest interceptions.
As a rookie.
I don't even know. Go look it up and see when the last time that happened.
Especially as a rookie.
A year later, his ass was up out of here. There's no patience about any of this. That's the point of, like, we hear guys out of their own mouths talk about how important getting reps are. You hear guys out of their own mouths talking about, hey man, well we're 20 reps better, we're 15 reps better, they are unbelievably important to move at a snail's pace and to not take advantage of every opportunity that you get. Is a risk.
You ain't kidding, man. How about that? Like, how fast? Because not even is he out of here. The turn on, he don't know what he's doing. How quickly that hit, right?
Yeah.
And that's coming off of game one. Remember, they ran all over the Colts and scored all those points. And we felt like the run game was fixed and the O-line was fixed. I mean, it felt like a month.
And my man wants to be patient. And by year's end, we'll be a top 15 offense.
I mean, I get his thought process, but... we'll see. I get the thought process, but they've got expectations. And I mean, you know, if you're patient, what is that, two or three games? And that could be the difference in a lot of things when there's only 17 of them. I get the thought process, but I don't know. All right. The big story tonight in the NFL, Clint, is through a bunch of different reasons, that is rest or injury, even though he has not gotten very many first or second team reps, Clint, Shedeur Sanders will start tonight for the Cleveland Browns in their preseason opener against the Carolina Panthers.
I want the dogs.
He played in a They played in a joint practice yesterday, and where he got some of his first snaps with the first team, and did all right. Him and Joe Flacco were with the first team. Joe Flacco, I believe, is a rest thing. Kenny Pickett still injured. Dylan Gabriel is still injured, and so he is going to play. I believe the half is what Kevin Stefanski, the head coach, had talked about. Huntley may play the rest of it, depending on how much he knows the system. They just brought him in this week. Clint, for you, in your eyes, in terms of this potentially becoming a developing quarterback controversy, do you think this is closer to something of him starting and get an opportunity tonight to run the first two quarters for their first preseason game, or do you think this is more closer to nothing in regards to his chances to start?
It's up to him. I don't think the decision to start Shedeur Sanders tonight is anything more than, hey man, the other guys
are injured
in the mix are injured and can't go or dealing with some issues and can't go. And so, boom, here's the opportunity. Now, I do believe this is a huge opportunity for Shedeur Sanders. I don't know where this narrative of him being set up to fail is coming from. I hadn't entertained much of it, but I know it's becoming a thing. That's the silliest stuff I've ever heard. I mean, this is a huge opportunity for Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur Sanders should be thanking his lucky stars for this opportunity. And if he goes out there and plays well, and if he is a guy, Ron, that should have been drafted in the top five, and if he is a guy that, which he has shown to be, not quite at the Cam Ward level, but he has shown to be a guy that when he goes somewhere, he leaves at a better place than when he took it over. If he is that guy, this is an opportunity for him to go out there, be in control of the offense, play lights out, have some big moments, make some big throws, manage the game well, protect the football, show that you know the offense, and maybe you're more advanced than other rookies are at this point in time. Show that at the pro level, you can do the same thing that you did at the college level, which was under extreme pressure every game, getting your head knocked off. You stood in there and made throws. Do it at the NFL level. And this is an opportunity for him to really move the needle with the Cleveland Browns. I mean, really move the needle for Shedeur Sanders and for the Cleveland Browns. This scenario tonight, where you're going to get a half of football, you could take the locker. He could take the locker room over tonight. He could take the locker room over tonight. He could go out there and handle it like a pro, make big boy throws, and start getting everyone in big boys up front, leaning into Shedeur Sanders is our guy.
And clearly, people in the locker room have already. Miles Garrett has talked positively about him. Said he's a professional, and people I think in the locker room like him. Listen, I understand. I don't feel as strong as you do. I understand where people are coming from in the thought of set up to fail. I don't agree with them. I think it's much more of an opportunity than it is the set up to fail thing. The people are getting to the point of he's not been getting a lot of reps. You can live to this. As someone who's played in that range, he's getting – how many reps do you think he's getting a day?
Well, he's been getting a lot lately.
He's getting a lot
because
more.
Because they've all been hurt. Everybody around him's been hurt. So he's been getting a lot, actually.
Throughout, he hasn't been getting a ton. There have been times where he's been working more with the third and fourth teams. And so people are saying, and then you throw him in there on national TV, understanding what the – I get the thought of that, but I don't think that is the – I don't agree with it. I think this is much more of an opportunity to a space, Clint, where I think he could, with a really good performance tonight, and it doesn't mean it had to be numbers, but, I mean, it is, are you seeing everything right? Are you throwing it to the right place? Are you hitting your checkdowns? Are you doing the things that you need to do to play quarterback to give him a chance to win? I think he can – seriously get himself into a position, and they say Dylan Gabriel could be another week too with his injury over the next 2 weeks where he plays a lot. I think he could get to a space where he's passing up potentially Gabriel and Kenny Pickett. Now maybe he's not starting, but I think he can put himself in a position where he passes those two guys up and gets himself out of the fourth spot.
Look, I think with just a solid performance like you're talking about, show that you can handle some things, I think he takes a huge step in becoming the guy. If he goes out there and play in a half of football, he's going to get five or six drives maybe. Yeah. If he lights this thing up, you got to remember who he's playing with. I mean, if he lights this thing up in Cleveland and has a well above expected performance tonight and gets that buzz going around, this is Cleveland, man. They've been yearning for a quarterback for years. You let this kid go out there and play well. Let him go out there and play well. And I'm talking about well above expectations. They're going to have a hard time taking it back from him.
Yeah.
I do think it is that big of a deal for him. Huge opportunity.
Yeah, I think he could at least put himself to entertain in the second spot. Absolutely. Over the next 2 weeks.
Oh, a good, solid performance, Ron. He's dead in the middle of who
he can pass Dylan Gabriel tonight, because that'll be a hard sell. If he comes out here and he plays well and he's still getting behind Dylan Gabriel, who many people thought he was better than coming out to begin with, that'll be a hard sell. And then Kenny Pickett's injured, and you know, how long are we going to do that with Kenny Pickett and his gloves? So, I don't know. That was unnecessary, Ron. Coming up, Tyler is going to give us his, at least his rough draft of his acceptance speech of the Marconi. We're pushing for him to get there, and this is a chance for him to get himself on the short list to accept that award. We're going to hear that, and, man, I know Tyler has been very, very sarcastic with this fella, but I kind of feel bad for him already. One of the most popular or at least known athletes in this area can't even speak for himself. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Not only do I stop by Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Tyler, shout out.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyer Studio. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, coming up here in just a bit, Tyler is going to throw his name in the hat. If you missed it, Sports Radio 610 was named a finalist for the Marconi Award, and it is the highest honor in all of radio.
Sports Station of the Year.
That's right, and I think Tyler should be the one, at least he should be on the short list to be one of the ones chosen to go accept it and give the speech.
I mean, they made me the face of Sports Radio 610, so it makes sense.
When they did the nominees, it was Tyler Milner who we saw.
That Tyler Milner says he's still real optimistic.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. If it comes to like our whole lineup of personalities, if there were a speech needed to be given, who would entertain, fascinate, make me nervous?
You want a little bit of that?
Who like
make you nervous?
Potentially, definitely rep in a H-town way, but potentially blow the top off of it. I be honest with you, I'm not joking here. I'm being dead serious. Been thinking about it a lot the last hour. There's nobody even close to Tyler.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
I mean, I think there's several of us who do an okay job. You know, just get up there, hey, thank you, this, thank that, boom. We're stoked about it.
Safe job.
Like, to get up there
and be remembered.
From the outfit to the potential maybe been a little too heavy in that sauce.
You got it as like Golden Globes. Like, well, there may be a little drink ahead of it.
He may be getting deep off in that.
Well, I better get a happy hour cocktail before the awards.
Well, yeah, let's never, just get you've two. Never had just one. But
let's just grab two.
That potential. So, I mean, it would be an event. Like you would have to show up and be like, hey, is anybody keeping an eye on Tyler? He does have to speak.
Because I don't want him to just have one. One, you may not get it. But if you get him two.
I'm a professional.
Two, now, three. We're put three or more. We're pushing to maybe past the boundaries. But you get him two and a half, maybe two drinks in a shot.
Oh, I'm feeling right.
His drinks are a shot.
Well, yeah. I don't like them mixers. Some old mixers. I like them on the rocks.
Yes, but you're right. Two.
So I mean, the outfit would be something you got to kind of. You might get a little something, a little nasty.
Take the hat off. Yeah, it'll be.
Oh yeah, award show. I won't be wearing a hat. I'll make sure my wig's looking good.
I mean, and look, there's a chance that he'd be super confident because he practiced so much and he's so confident in what he's saying. There's also a chance that he could get up there and just fumble it. and be completely overwhelmed and nervous. I mean, there's a lot of...
Zero chance.
No, I'm just...
I don't think it's zero.
I don't think it's zero. I think it's...
That's Bob Costas staring in your eyes.
Is it a fumble?
I don't know if Bob Costas would be there.
You were talking when I said the other part. I did lead that with the fact that there's a chance you could blow the top off the place.
No, you're right.
Anything in between. Like that, I just...
Now, he's got, what, 2-3
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their 5 other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about: golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Minutes, maybe?
Well,
shoot, they'll probably start playing the music to get me off the stage at
you gotta get them to play the music.
You win a Marconi, you get more than two, three minutes. But yeah, I mean you can take
They're
five.
All winning Marconis in here though.
Well, what it
They're
sounds
all winning Oscars,
well, no,
it?
I get that, but you got me 2-3 minutes.
What it sounds like to me, Dirty Red, is you're saying, and I do appreciate you, that is a hell of a compliment that you think I could really bring it possibly
for this
speech.
There's a real wild card. There's a real wild card dynamic.
So,
go ahead.
So the wild card is what I'm speaking on. It sounds like to me what you're saying is I'm the most likely at this beautiful radio station to kind of have a go viral moment that would be all over social media, which kind of scares me.
I don't know.
I would say yes to that.
I'll take it.
I don't know that anybody else is bringing anything that's going, that's viral potential.
That heat?
I mean, I could. But,
make you feel something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that, it's not a whether you could or you could. I just don't think you would.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I think you would be very professional.
Yeah, that's me. Professional.
Fun professional.
Well, let's not take this too far. See, it's, I mean, that's why it's good. It's Tyler. You can't even compliment you.
Professional. Yeah, professional.
I think you'd keep it. I think you'd keep on the clock. I think you'd keep it professional.
I'd have some jokes in there, but yeah.
I mean, it's got to be a real push the envelope or a real implosion for it to be viral.
Yeah.
Tyler's got a
chance to get in the middle of that. Yeah.
First thing, acceptance speech for 610 at the Marconi Awards next year. Maybe hosting the ESPYs.
The fact that his mind's even goes there is part of what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All right. You got to have a good dismount.
This guy's practiced for 1 hour an acceptance speech for an award we haven't even won yet.
He's already
picturing himself hosting the ESPYs.
God, I feel like he's about to wing this. Are you ready?
I have like one or two things I know I need to mention, but yeah, I'm definitely winging it because keep that in mind because when October gets here and all of us are at the awards show and we win this damn thing for Sports Station of the Year, I'm going to have something written down and it'll be better.
I got a feeling we won't all be there, but you ready? You ready? Here it is. This is the first draft, right? This is the first draft of this for Tyler. Here we go. I'm going to introduce this for you. All right, here we go. And now,
so you're, just to be clear, you're like the host of the awards right here.
You can't talking to you get on stage, Tyler.
No, I wanted to make sure, and I was getting, I was anticipating this.
Now you got to give yourself a little time. I will talk through. I'm a professional awards show watcher. I will talk through as you are giving you your time to walk up to the stage to accept this award.
Gosh, you are good.
I am. Yes. All right. The Sports Station of the Year and winner of the 2025 Marconi Award is KILT AM Houston, Woo! Texas, Sports Radio 610. This is their first nomination and first win. They have had historic host and members of their station like John Lopez, who is still currently doing middays there. John McClain has been a part of that station. Nick Wright has been a part of that station. Historic members there. And to accept this award, executive producer of the Afternoon Drive show, Tyler Milner.
Oh, my goodness. Can you believe this? Can you believe this?
I'm looking at y'all out in the audience here whenever I'm saying that. I'm pointing at you. I'm saying, shout out, guys. Shout out, shout out. All right, can y'all believe this? You heard him. First nomination. First nomination in our long, glorious history at Sports Radio 610 in the lovely Grand City of Houston, Texas. As your Houston sports leader in our first nomination, we get a win. One nominee, one trophy. Bringing it back to H-Town, and people, this could not have been possible. A lot of it was me. Don't get me wrong. A lot of it was me.
That's good.
Worked my ass off, grinded every day, but it was easy to do it. And it wasn't just me. It was those fine folks you see out in the audience with me tonight. Shout out to all y'all. My guys, Clint and Ron, every day, 4 hours, 2 to 6, killing the airwaves in Houston easily and frequently. Becoming known as H-Town's number one afternoon drive sports talk program. Wouldn't be possible without you guys. Thanks for bringing it every day. Sean, Seth in the morning getting our station started. Thank you. Our guests, our tremendous guests. I cannot forget them. We would not be here accepting this hardware if it wasn't for them. Because on the drive 2 to 6, we have guests like nobody. Paige.
Oh, I thought that was a person.
My girl, Paige. Paige Spiranak. You know her. Sexy golfer lady. You probably saw her in Happy Gilmore 2 recently. Yes. Yes, she was a guest of Sports Radio 610 The Drive. Because that's what we do. And what'd she have to say? She was kind of like giving y'all a hint. She was giving you a warning, a clue as to what was going to happen here tonight for this Sports Station of the Year.
3.5 minutes.
All right, well, I gotta work on that.
Keep going. This is a test run.
Her sexy ass said, I'm the best damn producer in the world, and here we are. talking with you fine folks. Thank you to the Academy or the National Association of Broadcasters.
We'll get to him. Mark,
thank you.
NAB. Yeah, there it is.
Not sure what all goes into this, but clearly y'all know badass radio when you see it. Sports Radio 610, we just got tired of being number one in H-Town because it became that easy. So now we're number one in the country, and we'll see y'all again next year. Shout out, boys. Let's go get drunk. Woo!
That's a good dismount. 713-572-4610. That was a rough draft.
I did not realize I was at that time.
Yep, you got over four.
So many to thank.
Yep, you missed few.
Paige got 45 seconds.
She deserves it now.
713-572-4610. Scale of 1 to 10. 10, amazing. 1, woo. Need some work.
It needs work.
Where do you rank that speech? As he fictionally accepts the Marconi Award for Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Where do you rank that? Tyler, we had a real...
Oh, and Lee San. Thank you, Lee San.
Tyler, we had a real stumble here.
He's going...
At some point,
he's
man.
He's going corn stars.
You got to thank the listeners, don't you?
Oh, hey, I thanked them first in my tweet last night, and I meant to do that here. I should write some stuff. Hey, I need to write some stuff down.
You gotta thank the listeners.
I always thank the Drive family.
You gotta thank Sarah Fraser. You gotta stay.
Yeah, boss lady's important.
You gotta thank Parker Hillis.
See, I didn't have enough time to prepare.
But he got Paige in there.
Hey, this was
Paige and Lisa in there.
You gotta thank the other members of the station. We appreciate you thanking us.
I mean, y'all are all that matters.
We're trying to get you up there. You gotta thank Seth. Sean,
they ain't decided if I go up there.
No, you did give Seth Sean. You left off Reggie and John and Figgy.
Oh, man. I meant to say something about how Fig kind of, you know, brought me up and trained me, and he's the best at what he do.
Chris Santiago's rolling around in his car right now. Sean Bajani rolling around. The best part is we got our guest. We have amazing guests. Our guests like nobody.
I meant to say, I didn't realize I stopped there. I meant to say, like, nobody else.
I was
trying to say, like, we get the best damn guests, you know, like nobody else. But, plenty of work to be done there. That was, for finding out about an hour ago.
Next line coming through, how could you forget Lopez? Hell, he helped you get the interview.
That's a good point.
True. Hey, this was first
this
time
was the first
through.
Rough. This is the first
Hey,
they got to get some things to write in. I think the dismount has to be thanking the fans, right? Either that or right off the top.
Or right off the top,
our listeners,
yes.
Not our fans. Our listeners. There's some fans.
The Drive family.
The guys that come out every single day when we have remotes. The guys that call in. The guys that helped us. The guys and gals, including Mel. The guys and gals who came and helped us raise over $30,000 help the Houston Food Bank. You can't leave them out.
No, you're right.
And Sarah Frazier.
Yeah,
and Pat and Parker Hills. It's hard to leave those three.
He did a really good job of.
You got to thank your wife too. This has
got
to get.
I got stuck on Paige Spiranak. I admit it.
I'd suggest that you mention the Texans, Cal and Hannah in there somewhere.
Well, let's not get too.
It's a good thought.
I mean, I'm just saying it would be a good idea.
I'm gonna work on it. That was pretty rough first run maybe, through, but it's gonna be awesome.
Maybe Cal.
No Hannah?
Well,
I don't know. She's got some work to do.
I mean, I like the way you got Paige and Lisa in there, though, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. I got her in there and then got stuck.
He got Lisa in late.
I thought he was going to say, and boss lady. No, he says.
Hey, Tyler, that was a quick 4 minutes, wasn't it?
Yes.
What you got coming?
All right, we watched a little preseason football last night, and one team that is in the same tier, I believe, as the Texans, if they're not, they're damn close. They approached preseason game one in odd fashion. I think they had plenty of reason to do so. I hope the Houston Texans do exactly as the Cincinnati Bengals did last night. We'll tell you what that is. We'll cuss and discuss next. Right here on Sports Radio 16.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
Thank you so much.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.